What's up, mamas? Welcome back into another episode of the Moms Breaking Chains podcast. Today's episode, we're getting into episode number 3 in the Love Your Body series. First one we covered was mindset, second was comparison, and in this one, the intent for spirituality is to take you to a deeper level and appreciation of your body, of your process and your journey. And for me, I know that I've done this without my spirituality, and then I've done it with it. And the difference in between the two is phenomenal. So I really just want to encourage this area. And even if it's something you really don't think about, I really want you to understand just how connected we all are, right? With our mind, body, and spirit, and how they all play a part, right? Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. I can't wait to share this topic with you. What's up, mamas? Welcome to the Moms Breaking Chains podcast. My name is Monica. I'm a homeschool spirit-led mom of 2 babies, wife, empowerment coach, certified personal trainer, boxing fitness trainer, and creator of BoxFit Queens. I know that you are tired. You're tired of the endless loop of this negative body image cycle. You want to do something different and you don't know how. You're tired of obsessing over the scale, comparing yourself to other women on social media, upset about your body not quote unquote bouncing back after your baby. Your mindset around food, fitness, you're tired of working out to punish yourself and still getting no results. Most importantly, you're spiritually, emotionally, and mentally drained. Boy, do I feel you, mama. Even as a personal trainer, I still struggled with this, and I realized that it was my mindset. As young as a 15-year-old girl, I developed an eating disorder, eventually turned to hard drugs for 10 years to completely change my body because I was not happy with myself. Now, as a mother, I know the importance of breaking these chains. This podcast will equip you with the tools that you need so you can have your breakthrough. With renewed mindset strategies, self-love habits, rewriting the old belief systems, and most importantly, partnering with God in this journey, because I could not have did this alone. We will have the breakthrough. If you're ready for something different and you're ready to transform your mindset, welcome to the Moms Breaking Chains podcast. You're in for a journey. Let's glove up and knock out those old belief systems that are avoiding you from your breakthrough. Let's get it, mamas. All right, before we get into today's episode, I do want to invite you over to our Facebook community group. Especially during the series time, we get a chance to really get connected, get to know each other a little better, and hopefully if you have any questions or any type of input on these episodes, you know, that's the place to share it at. That's a place to ask. That's a place to reach me. And so I hope that you are a part of it. And if not, go ahead and join in. Also, if you have not left a written review on Apple Podcasts and rated this show, please go ahead and go do that. It takes a few seconds to go ahead and let me know what you think of the show so that I can continue to better serve you and grow this audience so we can reach moms all over different countries. And the growth has been amazing. So I'm super grateful. Thank you. All right. So today's episode is about spirituality. So how it ties to loving your body and, you know, in this journey of you transforming and having this different appreciation for yourself. What spirituality has done differently for me in this process, and some of you that have probably already come in with, you know, your faith or just a different type of understanding or practice of how you practice your spirituality, right? Whether it's through meditation, prayer, getting into the word, or maybe doing all three, you know, listening to worship music, however you work on your spirituality and what's worked best for you. I just wanted to take you a little bit deeper today, right? And if you're completely new and you're like, I do none of that, I don't have a routine, that's okay. You know, you can borrow or take some of the stuff that I shared and you can use it for your own practice, right? So, you know, I know that for, you know, throughout like my whole process, I've always, like I said, I've shared before, always had my faith in God, and I've always just, you know, prayed and, excuse me, and had my routine of my prayer and just things like that, right? And it wasn't until I've become a mom, you know, fast forward some years later, and even just recent, right, gotten into this deeper level of like this appreciation, and I started realizing that in my spirituality, I was doing a lot of the talking, right? And what I mean by that is like maybe I was, you know, I was praying to God, or I was asking for something, or I was seeking a direction. And the problem was that like I wasn't sitting quiet long enough to be able to hear, right? To be receptive to what it is that God was trying to put in my heart or show me or teach me, right? And when I did start to do that, when I, you know, throughout my process of doing my writing, my step work, and just really getting deep in this deeper level of awareness with myself, I started to realize that like I had this frustration, right, with where I used to be, which ties to that comparison that we shared about in the last episode, right, episode 69. And I realized it was just this deep frustration with myself because I constantly wanted to be the person that I used to be, right? How I used to be, what I used to do. Like I, you know, I still would find myself getting caught up in the glory days of boxing and where I should have been and what I could have been, right? And then I realized that like when I started to stop and pray, and when I prayed and I started to stay still and just really like soak in the moment and really like listen and feel in my spirit what it is God was leading me to, like I started to have this deeper level of peace, right? And this peace that came over me that like you're right where you're supposed to be at, right? Like this is all part of the process. And you know, and the truth is that like even in my so-called glory days, right, they don't even compare to the inner peace I have today, right? The joy that I have being a mother, and I don't care how much heavier I am in weight or in clothes size, it doesn't compare. It just does not compare to the joy within, right? I could go unnoticed for a week from friends or everything, but you know, the peace that I have from knowing that like I have this connection, right? This deeper connection with God and relationship with God, but most importantly that like I'm having this deeper connection with my body. Really just takes away all of that extra, you know, validation seeking, right? So what I want to encourage you is when you start your routine, or if you're in prayer, you know, I just want to give you that encouragement to stop and listen. You know, we could do a lot of asking, we could do a lot of writing, we could do a lot of like, you know, we do our devotions, whatever we do in the morning, right? Like we read out of a book or inspiration or a self-help book or whatever it is, right? I want you to really just practice in being still, right? If you could be still for 5 minutes, just really practice to be still afterwards and stop with the talking, right? And I know that we're not like physically talking, but like in our mind, right? Because like a lot of times we can try to be still, but we're still asking, right? We're still like, God, take me here. What is it, you know? And I know that like there was this desperation of where I should be, and the way it ties to your body and why it is that it affects you is because we get so hung up on, you know, the world's thinking of how we should look and how we should be, right? And it doesn't mean that we don't want to be better. It doesn't mean that we don't want to be fit and we don't want to be strong. It means actually we do want to do it, but we don't want to do it in the way that society tells us we have to do it, right? That go hard mentality of, you know, if we don't do this crazy insane workout, or we don't do this crazy crash diet, or we don't do this, or we don't lose enough weight, that we're not good enough, right? And you know, I know that the moment that I started being in this deeper connection with God and where I felt he was taking me, it was like, man, like I want to be more pleasing to like what it is that God is putting in my heart, right? And not so much of what everybody else thinks about me, because I'm never going to please anybody, right? Like at the level that they think I should. I'm going to let people down. People are going to let me down, right? People are going to let you down. So the truth is that when you get this deep understanding of you're created just beautifully the way you are, and it's your responsibility, though, to take care of your body, take care of your mind and your spirit and what you allow into your space, right? What are you allowing yourself to hear? What do you allow yourself to see? This is a good time. If you're following things that don't feed your spirit, that actually do the opposite and rattle you, it's probably time to start unfollowing some people, or it's probably time to start putting your social media down, right? Maybe get off of it. You know, at one point I was just doing I would go like days not logged on, and I would schedule my posts because it had to do with my business, and I would just be off the whole weekend or I deleted the apps off my phone, and I go back to that from time to time. Like, I won't get on for like a few days, and I'm okay with it, right? But there's some things we got to do. We got to do this cleansing of our mind and our spirit, right? Because, you know, it's there's going to be these constant reminders in our face of like what we should do, what we need, where we need to be, where people think we need to be. And, you know, we're never going to win, right? We're never going to win. And the truth is that, you know, the only person you want to be better than is the one you were yesterday, right? Like, you want to make small improvements each day, but not at the expense of abusing yourself, right? Remember, your kids are watching you. Your kids see you. Your kids see and hear the way you speak to yourself. They see and hear how you let others treat you. They see and hear your habits, right? So like, what kind of habits or things we're gonna instill in our kids ties a lot to like that inner peace we have to have, right? But I say that to say that in this journey of spirituality, like, I want to encourage you to go deeper, right? Go deeper, get quieter, be still a little longer, right? Really just embrace that moment and, you know, ask God where it is that you want to go, right? Ask for direction. Get yourself informed. Start learning things about yourself, your body. Start doing some journaling. Do things that help you get a better awareness of you and within yourself, because you're going to be surprised that the more inner work you do, the more peace you're going to have. And the more peace you have, the less you're going to want to allow any kind of chaos or disruption come in your life and rattle you, right? I know that when I'm not in a good place spiritually, I'm more drawn into drama, right? Like, and drama, I don't have drama in my life, surprisingly, you know? I used to have a lot of it, but I don't attract that in my life today, right? I guess it is no surprise because I don't attract it, but I catch myself when I'm not spiritually aligned. I'll go look for drama through like Facebook, right? And when I say look, like, I don't start stuff. I just go read drama, right? Like, I'll be like, oh, look at this drama article, right? But see, I see that those are patterns when I don't feel well with myself, because what person that is doing so well, you know, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, wants to just go and start reading dramatic stuff that's gonna like stir their spirit up, right? Like, nobody does that, you know? Not that nobody does that, but nobody wants to do that. And when they're in a good place. And so I know that when I catch myself doing those things, something's off spiritually, right? So some things that I do is, for me personally, I meditate, I journal, I'll go on walks and do my meditation. I listen to worship music. I've been getting in the word. I bought this, and I'm not at all affiliated with it, but it's this from Hobby Lobby. It was this Busy Mom's Bible, and I don't know the brand. I gotta probably get it for y'all, but it was awesome. It's like this small little words that just kind of help encourage you with like everyday life things that, you know, because we don't have all this. I don't have all this time, right, to like always sit still. And for me, it seems, you know, it's hard to just try to sit still a lot, you know, but I do want to. So I bought this, you know, this, it's like a devotional Bible, and it just kind of helps me, right? And so maybe there's something you do, right? There's a routine you do, or there's something that helps you to be better. What is it that you do, right? Do you read? Do you journal? Do you meditate? Do you go for walks? Do you get in a lighter workout? Another thing I do is like yoga. I'll just put on something on YouTube or an app, and I'll do some yoga, and I'll just kind of pray and meditate throughout the yoga session. And I just do these things to really fill my spirit so I can have that peace, right? Because when we have peace and chaos, and lack of chaos within, that's going to produce on the external, right? We're not going to get sucked into what people think about us. We're not going to be so concerned about the opinions of others and what they think of how we look and how we should look, right? So I hope that this episode helps you. I hope that you got something out of it, because I'm telling you, when I started implementing some of these things in my life, it was little by little. I started very small. But when I did and they started becoming more of what I do, it was a game changer, right? And so I want you to have that freedom too. So I hope that you got something out of this, and stay tuned for our next episode, which is on motherhood, and that will drop later this week. Have a blessed one, moms. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Mama, for listening to today's episode. If this podcast inspired you in any way to want to make any changes or view your fitness and your health journey in a different light, It would mean so much if you could go please leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. That way I can know how I can continue to grow the show and inspire you. Also, if you would like to join in on our Facebook community, you can find me under Moms Breaking Chains, Getting Freedom from Negative Body Image. That's the name of the group. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Have a good day.